Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are joined by Stan Harris, President and CEO of the Louisiana Restaurant Association. Stan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Great to be with you.
Stan, what are you hearing from your members in your organization as it relates to Francine?
Well, first, you know, as with past storms, restaurant and bar owners, people that operate hospitality businesses have to be pretty resilient and in some cases self-sufficient. And the first thing we remind everybody that is in our industry is that when they reopen after a storm, they don't need another health inspection just to operate safely like they would at any other time. But you know, the challenge has been power and making sure that they have the ability to get their workforce into the place of work so they can get prep going and get ready, because we have a lot of visitors in town, and as you've heard on your show already this morning.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge challenge, and if we don't get things aligned appropriately, it could be a huge miss, right?
Oh, yeah. First off, I mean, you've got to have power. And, you know, this was fortunately an event that moved very quickly. Most business interruption insurance, where you would be able to recover lost revenue, has a utility break component. And a lot of that's 48 or 72 hours before you can draw against it. So, you know, depending on what your policy says. But some may also have separate inventory coverage if they lost inventory because they were without power for some period of time. So always remind them, take photographs, do a listed inventory. Make sure you're protecting yourself with that. And, you know, the one thing about our industry is that we're always trying to feed the neighbors, our first responders, the people that are here to do work for the utility companies and others. And it's just something that we take a great deal of pride in.
No doubt y'all are always there. In fact, I'm not sure that y'all ever say no.
Rarely.
but it's a good thing for sure. Obviously, well, the power thing is one issue. Let's talk a little bit about how the industry has fared over the summer leading into these fall months.
It's been terrible. This has been one of the worst summers in history, and a lot of it has to do with just the fact that the economy has slowed. We weren't picking up as much local businesses as we typically would pick up. That's why, you know, we partner with New Orleans and Company on culinary. We start the summer with Restaurant Week. All of those things are to try to encourage people to come out, support their local restaurants, their neighborhood restaurant, because it is a little bit tougher because we don't have as many activities. We don't have the fairs. We don't have the festivals. And we don't have the travelers. Even some of the leisure travel has been a little bit slower recovering since COVID.
Yeah. I know that a lot of folks are counting on the fall going into the Super Bowl in February. Your thoughts about that? Is it going to be enough? I mean, I've heard from so many restaurateurs that in the month of August, they still hadn't made a profit. I mean, they were still behind the eight ball.
Yeah, and I talked to some multi-unit operators in different areas across there, from polished casual, fast casual, full service, white tablecloth. They all say the same thing. You know, they're struggling, and they've got to be able to keep hold of their staff. Or when we do go into the fall, because as we go into October, we should be pretty busy all the way through February. And then again, we have carnival season, and then we get into the festival season. We go into Mother's Day and then graduation, and then summer's here again. So, you know, the good news is that we've got a very short memory for the struggle, and a very strong ability and a history of being able to step up and take care of folks who are looking to dine, enjoy our great food, enjoy our great seafood. But really, the culinary talent and the professional service we have a lot of people in our industry. They do this for a living. I did it for almost 30 years. It's something we take great pride in, showing people how well we can do what it is you get to enjoy when you come to our restaurants.
Stan, let's pivot back to the storm for a moment. I know there were probably several of your members that near flooded, or maybe even flooded. Do you have any information relative to that?
We don't have a list, but I have talked to quite a few people on, you know, the recovery things that they need to be able to do, and if we had some recommendations on some recovery resources. Because first thing we're going to do is, you know, tell them to contact their insurer. You know, we keep all that on our website. We've got the emergency preparedness for SBA and FEMA disaster assistance, the Department of Insurance, and then, you know, reaching out, whether it's Small Business Development or GOSEP or the Louisiana Business Emergency Operations Center. We're just trying to provide resources to connect those dots and say, look, this is what you have to do to operate safely. This is what you have to do to meet your guidelines under your health permit. And also to make sure, too, that, you know, you're building that supply chain again, because, you know, we were talking to one of the broadline distributors today that was asking us to see if we could help them with Entergy. They've been under generator power for about 18 hours now. And when you're running a huge freezer and refrigerated storage and warehouse facility, that takes a lot of fuel. So, you know, as soon as they can get back online, that's as soon as they're going to be able to get back to full capacity of getting distribution.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
Well, final thoughts are, you know, when you come to dine right now, understand they might have a little bit limited on the menu. We've got the supply chain, produce, seafood, meats, those things that are usually fresh. Those folks have to get their businesses and their operations stood up again. Even though it was just for a day and a half, we got to be able to step in there, because we don't know what they dealt with at their home. We don't know what their staff dealt with to get everyone back to work. We're blessed at the LRA. We're back working today. We've got full power. We thank our friends from Entergy. We thank the Jefferson Parish leadership for getting the water out of the way. And anything we can do to help anybody in the industry, they can reach out to us at the LRA at 454-2277.
Absolutely. You guys, Stan, are always great corporate partners. Stan Harris, President and CEO of the Louisiana Restaurant Association. Keep up the great work, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Newell. Appreciate the call. Bye.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.